Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
So nice to be back for the last week of the year. Thank you so much for listening. And I'm your host, Danielle Sachs. This is your show, From Stress to Authentic Success. And last week in the Christmas week, we discussed the domestic abuse. And I asked you to please look around you, look in your environment for people who might need help, for signals of domestic abuse, whether it's for children or women or men, whoever is involved, please be conscious about what's happening around you. And today we are going to talk to somebody who is really, really specialized in consciousness, because I think it's really important that you and I, we are not just conscious about what is happening in the outside world, but even more so being conscious about what's happening inside of us, in our inner world. And I believe that Christian Simpson, the man I'm talking today, is a giant of the coaching profession. I really believe that he's not just a coach of coaches. He's a trusted teacher, trainer, and mentor of the elite practitioners, the best in the business. And I have had the honor for more than a decade now to be one of his fans, and to, he has been a coach to me, a mentor to me. And so I've been following him for a long time, and I am honored that he wants to speak to me today in this show. And I'm sure we're going to talk about a lot of around consciousness, about stress, about what happened in his own life, because he is really living authentic success, being the founder and the creator of the industry's leading training organization, the Conscious Coaching Academy, which through a unique methodology, of course, has even an award-winning elite influence coaching accreditation. And so it's the only one of its kind in the world. And not just is Christian has been a trainer for more than, I think it's about 40,000 people over more than 170 countries, but he has built a really great reputation across the world. And he's worked with the best in the world as well, like the Bob Proctors, the John Maxwells, for those of you who are in personal development and knowing the best in the world. Well, I think Christian Simpson is certainly one of them. And he is having two children, Jacob and Emily, today he lives still in England with his wife, Anna, and their cat, Lucy. I'm going to talk to Christian just now after this little break, and I can't wait to have an authentic, vulnerable conversation with one of the biggest in the industry.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to every single one of you. I'm talking today. I'm so honored, actually, really, Christian Simpson, that you accepted this interview. I am talking to the coach of coaches today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, Danielle.
Now, as I say, I've known you for quite a few years. You've been a coach of mine, a mentor of mine in many ways. Christian, let's just talk a little bit about what stress in your life has meant. Because this show, From Stress to Authentic Success, let's just ask you that personal question about what has been your maybe biggest stress or lowest point in your life where you really felt really, really stressed?
There's quite a few of those, Danielle. I think what was interesting for me about what we would call stress, or even perhaps bordering on mental dysfunction, mental illness, I think stress is a form of,
yes.
At its most extreme, certainly, and perhaps even before that. And I think if I were to answer that question in terms of the legacy of a period of stress, Danielle, mm-hmm. it would have to go back to the time in my life where I had my many years with my mother and her mental illness.
Okay.
And the interesting thing for me there was that I handled in a way, because when you're young, you're quite resilient. And you're resilient because there's a part of us that buries the pain, buries the trauma. It goes to be unconscious, so that we can continue to be effective and operable in our lives. We are incredibly resilient human beings, but that will surface. That trauma will surface, particularly as we get older, particularly around the middle. When we get to mid age, if it's not dealt with, if it's not owned, the human shadow, as it's known, is always going to express itself in dysfunctional behaviors of all kinds. And I think really my biggest period of stress would have ran from, say, the age of 13, 14 through to even continuing into my late 20s with my mother's situation. She improved. There's a long story there, and I'm happy to go into it. But that, I would say, that's the biggest period in my life where I didn't know any different at that stage, Danielle, than stress. And yet, at times, I didn't know I was under enormous stress. If that makes sense, I knew certain points were very difficult, extremely difficult. But I didn't really go through my day thinking I'm a stressed up person, if that makes sense. Because I was, I was at school, I was busy, and I just got on with it, as young people tend to do.
Yeah. And also, I believe in that period, regarding our age, Christian, you know, in our 50s, you are in your 50s. That period when you were 14 years old was a totally different society. There was no help in mental health, but a psychiatrist and a clinic or something like that. Is that something too that prevents us at that age, me myself as well, to actually ask for help because there's no help at that moment?
No, we asked. My dad and I, but you're absolutely right, Danielle. It's a really important point of this one because, you know, sadly, whilst the awareness has most definitely increased,
yes,
I don't think the support mechanisms have improved that much. Let me speak into that here in the UK. I can't speak for anywhere else, but with mom's deterioration, for our viewers and listeners, my mom was a very successful model. And promotions girl. She worked for Chanel, Lancome, Charles of the Ritz, Biotherm. Throughout the sort of late 60s and 70s, she was extremely well thought of. But then she went into her menopause years, and that menopause was quite acute, and she wouldn't accept help. So it deteriorated. I can remember a certain situation at 12 where I realized there was something wrong. And so after a few years, when it was getting worse and worse, and you know, I won't go into the specifics right now of the kind of behaviors that we were witnessing, unless I'm more than happy to speak into them. But my father and I went to see our general practitioner, our doctor, our MD, as it's known in the States, multiple times. And he was somebody that was known to the family. My parents socialized with him in the early 60s. So, you know, I wouldn't call him a close family friend, but, you know, he was an acquaintance. And he was useless, not because he personally was useless, but because the system didn't support him. So the system generally said this: until she became a threat to herself or a threat to either of us or another person, there is nothing we could do. We had to live with it. And eventually in 1991, Danielle, my father had left by then. And I'd encouraged that to a certain degree because I was concerned for his well-being.
Of course.
And he had another love interest by then, and inevitable that would happen. And I had to get my mother sectioned under the Mental Health Act. And what the catalyst for that, Danielle, was, I had moved out in the November, and I'd stayed in touch with my mom. But I had got to the stage in the January where I said to mom, I need you to get help. I'm not going to come and see you unless you're willing to work with me on this. She refused to. And the neighbor called up to say that firstly, she was walking in the dual carriageway road outside the house, and cars were having to swerve to miss her. And then a few days later, she put paracetamol tablets over the garden fence when the kids were playing. Now, my mum loves kids, and so she was that lost. But those were two evidential points that allowed me to write to a doctor who was at a famous psychiatric hospital in the south of Birmingham called Rubery. His name was Dr. Van Werkom. I wrote him a long email. He obviously saw that it was heartfelt. He contacted me straight away. He came to see my mom. And the issue with there, Danielle, is that when you've got somebody who's intelligent but mentally ill, it's the worst mixture to live with. She knew exactly what was going on. He knew within 30 seconds. He came to see me in the kitchen, and he said, "Look, she's gravely ill." I said, "Well, tell me something I don't know." But at that point in time, it was voluntary. If she'd go voluntary, she did. She lasted about 2 hours. I'm sure that place was very frightening for her. She went over to her relatives, who then phoned me up and gave me an ear, you know, a mouthful of abuse, saying, "How could I do this to my mother?" She then called me 24 hours to apologize. And then eventually I had to get her compulsory, a few weeks later, I had to get it done in a compulsory fashion, which was the worst morning of my life, even worse than when my mom sadly passed away, because by then, you know, I knew she was released, but this was the worst morning of my life. And so my understanding, Danielle, to come full circle, and this goes back only a few years, I have to say, it's not today, but I don't think it's much any different from what I know, is a friend of mine about 13 or 14 years ago, her much older mother lost her way, lost her awareness, lost her mental health. And I don't know to what degree, but I do know that the same answer came back. Until she was a threat to anyone or herself, they wouldn't do anything.
And so mental health has been really something that you have been confronted with from a very early age. And how did your adult life then, what was going on in your, did you have, because that's trauma, let's be honest, that's trauma, whether you call it trauma with a big T or a small T, Christian, it is trauma. And how did you, in your adult life, how did you deal with that? What did you do? You went to a therapist, or did you do a certain process, trauma processing, or how did you deal with this?
Well, at times, Daniel, I didn't. And I can come full circle and answer that question. But you don't know what you don't know. And if I go back to my, before we get to adulthood, because it's a great question, Daniel, if I go back to my teenage years, I can see where it was manifesting then, because I was always, the joke of the pack, the center of the sort of attention, the party, always cracking the jokes. And that humor was masking, the pain.
The pain.
And also, Daniel, I was always, and sometimes I could, when I'm tired, I could snap, and I still do. And also, when I was drunk, because I'm British, and in my teenage years and a lot of my 20s, boy, do we know how to drink in this country. We are the European champions. Perhaps not. That's maybe not unfair, but certainly a binge drinking.
Maybe the Germans take that one.
I was going to say the Germans could probably give us a good run for our money. But I was always a happy drunk. But it didn't take much to, I could snap, not easily, but I mean, for example, I had a mixed race best friend, and racism was kind of rife in those days. And, I've put a few people down with physical violence who have abused him in, I'm not proud of that, but that's kind of how that manifested itself.
The reaction, active behavior.
Yeah. And today I think, excuse me, Daniel, I've got a bit of a runny nose here. I still have those traits, Daniel. So I started working with a psychotherapist. I've had coaches for years. I don't have a coach these days because it sounds very arrogant, but I find myself two or three steps ahead of them in my in my mind, because I've been one for so long and I have taught it for so long. But a psychotherapy I find incredibly important to me at a personal and professional level. I started working with my therapist, Samantha Lawson, back in 2013. And what prompted that was that something went on between my father and I. And as Sam put it, she said, you've built this sort of light, this tower of light that beams out into the world to work with people in their consciousness. And in the foundation, there was this hairline crack, and that fallout with my father opened it up. And Sam has said to me, your health now is much better. This was years ago, and I said, no, this is a professional. I owe this to my to myself, to my family, and to the people that I lead in my work, that I stay. This is my personal and professional congruence and duty, as well as helping me with my mental health. So, Danielle, I feel the legacy of that. And let me be very clear, as with the law of polarity, the law of opposites, natural law, mum's journey, I'm very grateful to my mother, because I would not have come to the work that I do in the world today without her journey. And I wouldn't have the awareness of these issues that I'm grateful to have. And she, as far as I'm concerned, her soul made that sacrifice for me to live into my purpose. And she had a very difficult last period of her life. And you know, I always expressed my gratitude to her. Of course, I miss her dearly. I miss my father too. And it was a difficult period. But certainly, Danielle, I still have, I can still feel that those traits, those legacy. And I've done an enormous amount of work on bringing consciousness to my life. But this stuff goes deep. It was many years. It was, you know, those scars, those scars run deep. And I have to work hard to make sure that I've always said, Danielle, especially when they were younger, that I don't fear anything in life. I certainly don't fear death, not at all. The only thing I feared was pouring what was unresolved in me into my children. And I think I've done my very best. I'm sure I've had my moments and I can think of them, as all parents
do. We all have. Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, I've certainly done a good job, and I'm very blessed in Jacob and Emily having a wonderful mother that has been able to, you know, to also be a fantastic steward to them. And when I've had my indiscretions, you know, she's been there for them. So I'm very fortunate. And Jacob and Emily have also helped me enormously, because, you know, we think
they show mirrors to us, our children, don't they?
Well, exactly, Daniel. Mm. Absolutely. You know, we think that our children are here for us to teach. They brought to us to remind us of what we've forgotten in ourselves. So, so anyway, a bit of a long answer there to your question, but I hope
I love it, certainly, that you make yourself that you give that vulnerability, you know, which is so important. And when we hear the show is called From Stress to Authentic Success, what I hear of it in your story, and you can elaborate on it, is that we often, when our younger years are putting up masks and are, you know, trying to cope with things by certain behaviors or certain things, but actually, isn't our biggest stress the feeling of the fear of not being good enough and not being ourselves? And isn't that the journey that you've been on, to actually really be more and more yourself in the deep way of sense of authenticity?
I don't know what it might sound a bit arrogant, Daniel. I don't think I ever felt like I wasn't myself, but in reflection, looking back, I can look at dysfunctional behavior that proved I didn't know myself. So let me give you an example. We've already talked about it. So I've not touched alcohol for many years. Mm-hmm. You know, that would be very surprising to a few people around, well, quite a few people around the world who knew me very well as being a strong partaker in it, shall we say. And I recognize that the reason that I used to, apart from societal conditioning, the reason that I used to drink to the degree I did was because I didn't know myself. So you're seeking to escape.
Mm.
And now I do know myself. Well, I'm not suggesting I am a fully enlightened conscious being, by the way. We're all work in progress there. But because I know myself well, I can't bear having a drink, because I then feel like I'm not whole. I don't feel myself. Mm. And so there is, your comment is accurate, but I didn't ever feel like I didn't know myself. I guess that's unconsciousness. I guess that's where ignorance is bliss, Danielle. I've always been very confident, always a highly confident individual. And of course, you know, I have my moments when, you know, I've been down and I've been hit, you know, relationships ending, or, you know, even things on a regular basis, Danielle, like a Sunday night after you've been hitting it, the partying hard on a weekend, you know, you have that come down. But I've never, and I do understand your point, and I think a lot of people do. We have that mask for many years, as you say. Mm-hmm. Lots of people do. We certainly, I operated in corporate life for many years before I became an entrepreneur, and that corporate life creates masks.
Yes,
you know, there are people,
I agree,
with layers of disingenuous layers that actually. I absolutely agree with you, Danielle, here, that has consequences on the individual. It's if you want to drive yourself into mental illness, you know, firstly, either you know, don't know yourself or pretend you're someone else. You know, being your authentic self is the is true liberation. It's the core of liberation. It's the core of freedom. You have no freedom.
I agree.
If you do not know yourself and don't live into that truth of who you are. And we live in a world, Danielle, right now where people, you know, we live in this fragile society where everyone's looking to be offended very, very quickly. And anybody who speaks into something that is their truth and isn't somebody else's is immediately castigated or cancelled. It's ridiculous. It's immaturity to the nth degree. It's unconsciousness. Mm. And we need to grow up as a species, quite frankly. And we seem to be going backwards. So
I agree.
Anyway, I'm going off on my...
No, not at all, because it's all the same thing. I mean, it's my experience, and I mean, I'm a grandmother of four. It's my experience that this is actually our life journey to, you know, to become more of you. And if one can do that, I always say success follows naturally. And when we look at you, Christian, let's just stay a little bit personal here. When you see what you have created for yourself through the years and who you are today, you walk in your talk. You are, of course, it's still a journey. For me, the same, but you can say that you are trying at least, you know, consciously being the example for others in many ways. I mean, creating your coaching, Conscious Coaching Academy is a beautiful illustration of that, or how you are living consciously and really knowing yourself, like we just talked about, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. And you know, I'm delighted at the life that I have called forth. And, you know, I think, Danielle, the people that work closely with me, our members at the Conscious Coaching Academy, which has taken 16 years to bring to fruition because I didn't want to create another coaching school. I wanted to create the place that creates the elite influencers of the coaching industry, because our species needs the very best people who are equipped to, and I mean equipped in consciousness and in skill set, to raise our consciousness, because we're in trouble, make no mistake. And you know, if we don't wake up, we're going to be in more trouble than ever. And sadly, you know, my industry is grossly, the term coaching is grossly abused, misrepresented by people who have no training. Many of them are not aware that they're doing it. Many of them, some of them are. And it means that people get derogatory experiences that they think are coaching. Coaching is the most transformational process known to mankind, along with the therapies. And sadly, we deny ourselves it because people think it's something else, where someone's barking orders at you or telling you what to do or giving you instruction. So I'm very grateful at the life that I've shaped. I've got a beautiful family. I'm healthy. Let's be clear. That's
all related.
Success, that's where success starts. Health, and not everybody's blessed with this. And you know, I think the key thing about health that those who are blessed with it is that I came to the awareness in my 30s. Every decade has been a substantial change in me. There's a period of reflection, and I think, okay, what are the habits that I have in my life that are not serving me now in this new decade? At 30, that was very much, I'd fell into for a few years the horrible habit of smoking. I mean, I couldn't stand it when I grew up, but my parents were big smokers. And so, you know, in my life, I started taking responsibility for my physical and mental well-being then. And today, in terms of walking the talk, I mean, my members would speak, the people that were close to me would speak more into that. But I absolutely know that I live with integrity and absolutely walk the talk in terms of what I stand for. And I can't operate, Danielle, if I don't any other way. It's just the way I'm wired. Sometimes that makes me unpopular because I will call things out and speak from in a very candid fashion. But I think the way to honor anybody is from a position of service, is to hold that mirror that you mentioned earlier up to anybody. And that's my role as a coach, and always has been. And so, yeah, I'm grateful. And you know, I'm also grateful because, you know, building a business like I have, Danielle, again, with the Conscious Coaching Academy, there's been enormous stress involved with that, enormous financial commitment, because this is industry defining. It's not, it would have been very easy after all the years of working with the Bob Proctors and the John Maxwells for me to just to create an average a coaching school. This has taken its toll enormously. And I've had to proactively manage my mental health as well as my physical health. So, you know, I have my routine. I have my meditation.
Is there a tip here? Because I would like the listener who is now really recognizing something in your story and saying, ooh, I really want to hear what Christian has to say about, is there a tip or an advice that you would say to someone who feels like stressed, like in business, any entrepreneur who has, you know, difficult stress moments, and we all have as entrepreneurs, of course, but is there what has shifted or what is today still shifting you out of stress? Is that the meditation, like you just were saying? Is that a practice? Is it the routine?
There is the routine. I think if you look into every successful person that I've ever read about, and you know, success is it's a relative term. It's a personal thing.
Yeah.
I found that everybody that I've read about has a particularly a morning routine, a morning regimen. And certainly everyone has structures of some nature. And I think a life without structure that is consciously chosen is a life that is missing a key piece of the jigsaw for well-being. I think it has to be personal. So there are many ways to, for a start, the entrepreneur feeling stress, understand what stress is. It has its place in life. If we weren't stressed, we wouldn't be motivated to
that's
change
true.
Stuff for
positive.
The better.
Mm.
But stress is ultimately the not knowing. It's the ignorance. There's something we don't know. And that causes more stress than anything in entrepreneurial life. I don't think anybody, it's the not knowing. Even if you know something and you know where it's not ideal, you can deal with it. It's when you don't know that you can't deal with stuff. And it's a big causer of stress. Not knowing ourselves is the biggest one of all, of course. So I'd encourage every entrepreneur to understand that, If they fail to go within, they will go without. They will continue to go outside of themselves looking for answers they'll never find. And they will therefore go without, knowing the potential of themselves, the potential of their business. The structures that they can, you know, it's a very personal thing. So, you know, things that have helped me, Danielle, unquestionably are firstly physical exercise and then understanding the cybernetic loop between the fact that you are a tripart being. We are all tripart beings. We are three-part beings. You know, we're spiritual beings gifted with an intellect living in a physical body. So understand that, you know, when the body's tired, it affects the mind. I certainly get grumpy, that's for sure. And my wife will tell you that's the case. And when I've exercised and I'm full of endorphins, which are my favorite drug, it's the only drug I use, quite frankly, I'm so much better in the mind. Getting out into nature. I'm, you know, as I'm with you here, Danielle, this office here has been a huge investment and creation this year. And I'm looking out onto a beautiful frostbitten series of fields in the Teme Valley in Worcestershire here. And that view in itself settles me. Going for a walk in nature, you know, we are blessed in where we live. We deliberately came to live here. We can just walk out the door and we are. And, you know, nature is healing, because even though most of us are not conscious of this, or many are, but, you know, when I realized this when I started hiking up in North Wales and the Lake District in the peaks, it feeds the soul, because we are at one with it.
Yes.
We're at one with nature.
Yes.
And our unconsciousness doesn't realize that. So I feel for those that live in cities, and of course millions do. And people love city life, but I was born in a city and raised in a city, and I don't enjoy them at all. I love what I'm looking at here. For me personally, Danielle, how my week pans out, it's Sunday morning, 5 a.m., whatever time of year, I get on my bike, I ride from here up to a place called the Wire Forest. It's a 2-hour ride. It's pitch black at this time of year, but I'm in there with the deers, the albino deers and what have you. And it's just beautiful. Mm. And then Tuesdays and Fridays, I swim 2,500 meters each day at the local swimming baths. I mentioned every decade I change stuff. So when I turned 50, I decided because of my footballing injuries over the years with my dislocated knees that running had to stop.
Yes.
And that swimming was the right thing for me now. And then every other day, and particularly the days I exercise, I meditate. I cheat, I have to say. I am no Tibetan monk. I use technology, HoloSync from Centrepoint. I've been using it since 2007. That has been a huge part of my ability to deal with all of the challenges that I've had to deal with. And there's been times as well, Danielle, in my life where I've had to have people around me to hold the mirror up.
Yes.
When I have fallen into mental illness, and I have, when my father passed away in 2017. And also when my father and I fell out in 2013, like I mentioned earlier, in the first instance, I caught myself.
Mm.
I caught myself in the act. It was a moment of awareness. And I said to my partner at the time, I remember the moment I'd said something. I can't recall what it was, Danielle, but I remember my daughter, Emily, looking at me and her look, along with Laura, my partner at the time, spoke a million words to me. And I thought, bearing in mind what I said earlier about the only thing that I fear. So I then went to, I saw Laura upstairs and I said, I'm going to find help. And that's when I found Sam. And then in 2017, despite working with Sam, I had a mastermind with some entrepreneurs who are now very close friends. And, they were fantastic. They were wonderful to me in terms of just saying Christian, you know, we spend a full day with you, two or three days actually with you. You're not right.
Mm.
You know, you're not right in your reactions. You're not right in your comments. You're snapping. You're waiting to snap. You know, I'm like a coiled snake waiting to bite. I had to deal with that, Danielle, where the meditation's helped enormously, but I've taken those situations where I've recognized my unconsciousness into my time with Sam Borson, and we've dug deep, and that has been very good.
Thank you for telling that story, because what I still feel in this society, and it's a little bit, I think it's important to mention, Christian, is that most people are still up for magic pills, quick fix methods. And when I hear your vulnerability in saying that you have been with Samantha for so long, I really appreciate that, because it is a journey. And people sometimes think, oh, I need a magic kind of pill to get out of this. But it's work. It's inner work. It's really, isn't it?
It absolutely, Danielle. It's like our physical health. You know, you have to work at it. If you let it go, there's a price to pay.
Yes.
And you know, I know that, as I said earlier, this is a big part of my professional obligations, although there's many people in this industry who don't even have a coach, let alone a psychotherapist, which is the epitome of hypocrisy, considering that coaches are in the business of raising consciousness. If you're not raising your own, you shouldn't be in the industry. But I agree with you entirely that, this is a constant work in progress. And you know, when you think about the bigger picture, Danielle, of this life experience in the physical shell, if you're aware enough to know that nothing ever dies, if you're aware enough to know that energy is not created or destroyed, it is simply moving in and out of form. Mm. The only part of you when you leave this physical shell that you're taking with is what, it's a religious term, it doesn't always help, but you know, the soul, the core, the consciousness, the essence of who you are. The work you do in a mental capacity throughout your life isn't just intellectually psychological, it's deep-rooted emotional and spiritual work.
Yes.
And you take that with you in terms of your continuous evolution. Absolutely. And so if you think about this, there is no more important work in life And the purpose of life is to come into life and after a period of time become unconscious. And that's where, you know, people blame ignorance and it's as if it's a bad thing. It is the cause of many dysfunctional behaviors in our world that none of us are proud of, not individually, but also, you know, what we see, the horrors we see on this planet every day. But without it, this whole experience wouldn't happen. We couldn't possibly know awareness and come to know ourselves on this journey without it. We're here to remember our oneness with the whole, the fact that we are at one with nature, which, you know, when you see the fact that the human race is flattening 80 football pitches of Amazon rainforest every day in the name of profit, where in 1980 we had, I think it was 14 point something percent of rainforest covering the planet, and now there's only sub 5 or 6. That's a species that's fast asleep. And our job in this journey, whether the soul's ready for it, and many aren't, but for those of us that, you know, have come to a place in our evolution where we come to an awareness, Daniel, is to do the work that you're doing, do the work that I'm doing, do the work that Johan's doing, doing the work that all of us are doing here, is to seek to enlighten those who are ready to be enlightened.
Yes.
And to wake up to the fact that there's more to you than the wonderful meat suit that we get to rock around this planet in.
Beautifully said. Now, Christian, time flies. So I want to, if that's okay for you, to finish off with maybe a quote that you stand by or something that you would like to give anyone who's listening, who's maybe even ready for that, you know, consciousness, ready to take the next step. Is there something that you live by that you can advise, or a quote that you can give to anyone, wherever they are in the world?
Absolutely, there is. The one I've mentioned, I'll mention two if I may, Danielle. The first one I've already shared, and I'd really ask anybody to really dwell on this. It's not one of mine. But if you fail to go within, you will go without.
I agree.
And I know it can be scary to go within, because when you don't know yourself, it can be scary to think what you might find out. You're only going to find out beauty. I promise you. You can hold me to that. And the power of that one statement for me, Danielle, and I'm going to come on to the second one, which is, I believe, the most powerful quote of all time. Again, it's not mine. Is, if you fail to go within, you will go without, has two meanings. You will continue to go outside of yourself to look to fill a void that you can never fill. So you'll go, you know, shopping. Some people go shopping to buy items they can't afford, to make themselves, give this very short period of euphoria that makes them feel whole. And then it goes back. It comes back to being that vacuous hole again. Or it might be drugs. It might be sex. It might be exercise. People can go over the top with exercise. I've seen people damage themselves because every day they're exercising. It's entropy, trapped energy. They're trying to get it all out and they don't know how to deal with it because they're not conscious of it. So, and also the second meaning of it clearly is, if you fail to go within, you will go without. You will go without knowing your oneness with all. You'll go without knowing and expressing your potential. You cannot express that which you are not conscious of in terms of your potential. You can in terms of beliefs. And consequently, therefore, you will go without having a fantastic experience in this life that you have called yourself into. And the second quote, Danielle, is
to Carl finish Jung's, off.
Yeah, is Carl Jung's beautiful. Until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate. That sums up what the Buddha said is the only challenge for the human race: ignorance.
Wow. This was such a beautiful conversation. We maybe have to do this again because we're not finished yet, Christian. So maybe,
I would love to, anytime.
So maybe in a year's time or in end of 23, you know, within the next 12 months, maybe you have a lot of things, you know, to tell also about your coaching academy. I would love to, you know, to be updated on how that is going and how many elite influences you've created already, because it's such a beautiful mission as well. So thank you so much for this conversation. I'm going to play a little break and then I'll come back to the audience just now. Thank you, Christian.
My pleasure. Thank you, Danielle.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, I don't think we missed the opportunity to have this beautiful, vulnerable, authentic conversation with Christian. It is such, he's a man to my heart, because to be vulnerable like that, it takes courage. Not everybody does that. It's most of the time the people who have done the inner work that have grown so much by doing it, that are making themselves in standing in their power and being vulnerable and authentic. And when Christian told us about stress in his life, and isn't it beautiful on how he can see now how he was masking when he was younger with humor, with there was a certain dysfunctional behavior, and how therapy has really helped him. He's an advocate for that each and every one of us, you and I, go in therapy and do the inner work, just like me. And I really loved it when he said that being your authentic self is the true core of liberty, of freedom. That's why my brand is called Living Authentic Success, because it's that authenticity that makes the magic. There's a lot of unconsciousness in the society now. And instead of looking at the outside world, we need to start looking inside. And that's where we can do the work. And when he talks about stress, he talks mostly about ignorance, about that not knowing. Society, there's a lot of people around us who are ignorant. And if you don't know, you can't deal with it. So to Christian, a tip that he gave us is, if you don't have it yet, then start living a life with structure, because structure is one of the key principles of well-being. And whether he does it with physical exercise and meditation, whether you want to do it with yoga and some kind of walk in nature, whatever it is that is a self-care routine, that's the way I call it, it's self-care routines, a certain structure in your well-being practice, well, it's maybe for the new year the best time to start with it, and not just doing it as a January thing, but make your life structured. And of course, we are a constant work in progress, but he said so beautifully that the soul is the essence of who you are. When we do our mental work, we go deeper within. That's where we touch on that. And we take that with us in our next phase. And we are here to remember our oneness. And he finished off with two beautiful quotes that I want to give you this week. If you fail to go within, you will go without. And that's what authentic success is all about. You will find the beauty within, and then you will find the beauty without. So really, that second quote, until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life, and you will call it fate, is something to reflect on. So that's why I'm talking about consciousness today. And if there's one thing I am wishing you, you listener out there, wherever you are, I'm speaking to you for the year to come, for the next 12 months to come, I am wishing you a conscious self-care practice so that health and wealth will be part of your life on a consistent basis. That's me for now. Bye-bye, and I will talk to you next week. Just because before leaving you for the year 2022, I just want to remind you of two things. The one thing is that I really want to help you with and maybe inspire you to do is to go and on the UK Health Radio website, ukhealthradio.com, and go and watch the Health Triangle magazine. There are such beautiful articles in there that can be an inspiration and a motivation and even an educational thing for your family, for your loved ones, for anyone who wants, is interested and wants to know more about how they can take their health in their own hands. That's one. And number two, please do not forget, we are so honored and really pleased and excited to spread the word around the world about UK Health Radio through the podcast. So there is now a UK Health Radio podcast on all platforms like Apple, Spotify, Amazon, all the big platforms. So we are really trying to do the best we can to inspire every single person in this world, and you in particular. So if you want to help us spread the word, please do so, as you can tell everybody that we are on podcast as well. A big hug from me to you, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.